wanted to record this today so I can put it on my website. I love to hear people's testimonies. I don't know about you, but to just see how God works in a life to bring transformation. And I don't know if we'll have time for questions and answers today, but if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me later on, I'd be happy to answer them. I did want to just say one of the things that I've found that is kind of a mental block sometimes with people is we believe that God is all powerful. But at the same time, God will not violate our human will. And so to have the mindset that somehow God can override the will of an individual and like make them do something that they're not willing to do is really false. And part of my testimony is how God moved in a way that did not violate the will, but it was a very strong call. It was a very obvious call to me for transformation. I would like to also say Satan does seek to violate the will. And Satan usually does this through trauma or through trickery. And I had been, as a child, traumatized and tricked in many ways. What do you suppose happens to someone who plays with the Ouija board? What do you suppose happens to someone who is raised in a family where the father is physically abusive and at the same time takes you to church every Sunday, and yet all through the week there are abusive type things, mental abuse, sometimes physical abuse? What happens to someone who has to live out that dichotomy of religion and that which seems to contradict religion or godliness? It's a form of godliness without the power, was how I was raised, being very religious and yet no power for transformation. What happens to someone who gets, when I left home on the night of my 18th birthday, which was a message to my parents that I couldn't stand to live with them anymore, and legally they couldn't stop me at age 18. So after I had my birthday dinner and I got my presents, my friend came in a car, picked me up with my junk, and we drove off. And I went to live with my sister, who also had left my parents for similar reasons. My parents weren't all that bad, really. As I counsel with people who go through a lot more horrendous things than I've ever been through, I could look back and say they weren't that bad. But still, Satan used that trauma and that trickery to try to steal eternal life from me. The good news is God is able. He makes a way where there is no way. And so even after getting involved in Eastern religion, because I was positive that Christianity couldn't be true, and of course I blame my parents for that. You know, I did, you know. Christianity must not be true because their version was obviously abusive. So I pretty much wrote off Christianity and said, that's one of the world religions that just can't be true. So I went into Eastern religion. I read Eastern books. I studied yoga. I practiced yoga, you know, the lotus position and om and all that, and had spiritual experiences with Eastern religion and with yoga that I found out only later were part of Satan's trauma and trickery. So Part of my testimony is that there was a Methodist pastor from Bradford who would come into our health food store. We had a health food store on Main Street, Bradford, way back in the days when we were hippie freaks and we were taking drugs and thinking that somehow the drug scene and the Eastern religion scene was the way to God. This crazy big guy who loved Jesus would come into our storefront with his arms wide open, trying to hug us. And we would have someone standing at the door, the lookout, because if Pastor Dick comes, everyone runs into the back room, you know, big, bold, brave hippie freaks running into the back room because they were afraid to get hugged by Pastor Dick, because he had a love for Jesus and a love for souls. So I believe that Pastor Dick fasted and prayed for us. That was one of the ways that God started to dismantle the strategies of darkness to keep me captive. But he also had a strategy where he had some friends who were Jesus freaks. I don't know if you remember what Jesus freaks were, but back in the 70s on the West Coast, the Spirit of God hit in a very powerful way, and all the long hairs who used to take drugs and do the Eastern religion stuff were getting saved. Thousands a day were getting saved right out on the beach. And they had church every day of the week. And they had huge, huge churches out there. And so this one particular pastor or Jesus freak couple, husband and wife, needed a place to stay. And Pastor Dick said, Neil, do you have room for this couple? He didn't tell me they were Jesus freaks. He just said they were hippies. And everyone in my household, except for me and another guy, had gone to California to avoid my Eastern religion craziness, and also thought that it'd be nicer to live in Hawaii after they, you know, made enough money to fly there. So they headed out. I had lots of space. So I said, sure, yeah, they can stay. And so on that wonderful day when the wife of this couple was and I were sitting in the living room, I think it was in the morning, and I thought, I think I'll, you know, share with her what I've learned about religion, because obviously, because she's a Christian, she's, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about. So I started to tell her about how there were many ways to God. And I said, Jesus is only one manifestation of God. There's Buddha, Mohammed. There's you know, a variety of other manifestations of God who have come as great teachers to lead us to God. And she said, she listened to my spiel, and she said, Neil, I hear what you're saying, but you cannot include Jesus as one of your manifestations of God. I said, well, why not? She said, because I want to read you something from John chapter 14, verse 6. And she said, these are the words of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now that was Jesus saying that. So Jesus was saying, there is no other way. I know this is not politically correct, but there is only one way to come to the Father, and that is through me. So she said, Neil, you have to choose Jesus, or you have to choose all those others, but you have to reject Jesus. You can't include him. Now, on a rational way of thinking, it would have put me kind of in a quandary. But at that very moment that she said that to me, I literally was transported. Well, maybe not literally transported, but I could see the fires of hell when she said that. Which really was a convincing thing for me as to who I was going to choose. I knew immediately when I saw the fires of hell, and I'm sitting in the living room next to this Jesus freak. Of course, I was a Jesus. I was a hippie freak at the time. But as soon as I heard the scripture, I saw the fires of hell, I knew that God was saying, if you reject Jesus Christ, this will be your destiny. And so as a result, I responded immediately. And I said, I choose Jesus. And I knew that in choosing Jesus, I was rejecting all the other stuff. Now, I would like to just go on to say that that was my conversion experience, where I went from darkness into light. I went from eternal damnation to eternal salvation. But at the same time, I want you to know that my Christian life from that point, from probably 1971 to the present, is regular times of really moving into a greater glory as I see the strategies of darkness, the ground that he has gained through trauma and trickery, and I've seen those things and saying, I am no longer in agreement with that. And so I had to literally go through a spiritual inventory of saying, I renounce all alignments, all contracts with the darkness in regards to my Eastern religion beliefs, to playing with a Ouija board. If you play with a Ouija board, there's an open door for the darkness to attach to your soul, to harass you, to make you physically, emotionally, or spiritually sick. So my conversion is an ongoing thing where you renounce the old and the things of darkness, and you receive the new. And this is the transformation of God that's is to be a regular experience for us, to experience the power of God, to transform our lives from glory to glory. Praise his holy name. Amen.